Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the Can We Help You podcast. We are your non-professional advice podcast, and we come to you two times a week, and we throw the questions that you send to us around, and we go, hey, can we help you with this, whatever your question is? I'm Jax.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Franco.
I'm still getting used to the old intro again. It's been, I know we've had like two or three episodes since we've been back.
You should be very used to it by now. But look, hey, you've gone back to your old, your typical staple intro points of, throwing around the question and putting it into a box or a sphere or whatever we do.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. A question box. Maybe we should have a little, maybe we could do like, just set up little question boxes around the world where people can drop their questions in, like write their question in and drop it in, and then we can collect them somehow and read them out on the podcast. Like, did you ever have in high school or primary school when you did sex ed and they'd be like, if you have any questions that you're too embarrassed to ask, you can write it down and drop it in the box. And then the next time you had sex ed,
absolutely
they would
read
the questions out. Did you guys do that?
Yeah, we had that.
You didn't do that?
No. So like people weren't embarrassed like to ask the question, so they'd let you write it and it'd be anonymous.
I guess that's nice.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Well, the worst part for our class was that it would always be like the questions would always end up being like, what's 69?
Oh, yeah, but they'd never read them out. They wouldn't read those ones out. But I'm pretty sure, your friends would get around, we should put a question in there about blowjobs or something. I remember seeing blowjob graffiti at my local park as a child, and it was like,
what's blowjob graffiti?
Sonia gives good blowjobs or whatever.
Oh, right.
Oh, like people like riding on like a park
And
bench,
like for a good time, call this number.
I remember thinking a blowjob. I genuinely thought a blowjob involved like a leaf blower. I was like, whoa, what's that?
Whoa.
I mean, don't kink shame, eh?
Not sexually. Oh. I just thought it was something to do with leaf blowing.
You thought that Sonia was advertising her gardening business.
Correct. Right. But I think I knew it wasn't that. I knew it was like something naughty, but like I was like, well, what could it possibly be? I don't know, something to do with a leaf blower?
Come around, I'll pay you $50. I need a blowjob done in my backyard.
Oh, God.
I'm sure someone said that before.
Surely.
Just not blinked an eye.
Surely. I thought we could start with something a bit different. Well, it's not different to the podcast as such, but it's a different way to start the podcast. I thought we could kick off with a master debater because this one's a bit random. And so I thought, let's just do something random.
You mean kick off with a master debater, hey?
I don't understand why we're in the Wild West every time we do this.
Because we're debating.
We're master debating. It's 10 paces.
That's not how they debated back then. They had guns.
They definitely master debated back then, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So we have to decide who is going to debate, and the third person is the adjudicator, and they will decide who gets which topic, and they will make the ultimate decision of who was the ultimate debater.
I think we should hear what the topic is first, and then we can decide who might be best placed to debate.
So it's literally just a four words, and it is
simple:
smoked food or marinated. That's it.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Okay.
And we say, we're not laughing at you, Ronnie. The Ronnie who sent this, we're not laughing at you. It's just so random, and I love it because that's what this podcast is good at.
Thank you for sending that through.
It's actually a good master beta because it's a tricky one, I think.
It's really tricky because it's like, what do you mean? Like,
yeah. No, it's good. I like it.
I don't want any clarification. Thank you, Ronnie. That is a perfect question. Don't elaborate. Do not elaborate.
So it's food. So it's right up our alley as well. So Ronnie knows this. Ronnie knows what we want to talk about. Who wants to debate this one? Remember, you can't pick which side you're on. Whoever's the adjudicator is going to have to. I really enjoyed watching Franco try and do this last time. I kind of feel like I want to watch him do it again.
I think I want to take on marinated. I think I want to be in the pro marinated.
You don't get to pick. So now you've just, whoever's the adjudicator is going to give you smoked because you fucked up and you said which one you wanted.
Maybe that's what I wanted.
Jax should definitely do this. I think either way, Jax has strong opinions on food.
That's
and
true.
It's really fun to watch.
That's true.
I really don't feel strongly about either of these things, but I'd be happy
even
to,
better.
I guess.
Jax and Franco. All right. You girls going to adjudicate.
Okay. Sash, adjudicator.
Franco, you're going to take on the topic of marinated food and why it's the best and better than smoked. Jax, you're going to take on smoked food as the winner, and you're going to explain to us why it's the best and marinated is the worst. Now, I just want to put in a caveat, I suppose. Now,
a disclaimer?
Sure. Basically, what you're arguing is it's between the two. So you're not saying like smoked food is the only food we should ever eat, but you're saying over-marinated smoked is best. Franco, you're saying marinated is best over smoked. So we don't need you to prove it's the best food in the world, just that it beats the other one. All right?
Who's going first? Adjudicator?
Let's let Jax kick us off here, I reckon. I'm going to give Franco a bit of help and let him be able to at least retort.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I'm doing smoked over marinated, right?
Correct.
Okay, and the time starts now. So the thing with smoked is it sits there all day smoking up and getting delicious. And, you know, you can smoke just about anything and it will just taste so goddamn good. You don't need to have any spices or anything like that. You just shove it in a smoker. You turn on the old smokeroony and it smokes up and, I mean, pop anything in there and it's so good. I mean, have you ever even eaten smoked foods? Like, they're far, far superior to marinated. I mean, marinated, you need all this stuff to prepare it, but then it also has to be cooked. Like, smoker, you just set and forget, let it go, do its thing. You can't ruin it.
Thank you, Jax.
Well, no worries. I mean, wasn't really prepared for a marinated versus smoked debate.
Right.
But hey, here we are.
After this episode, I really want to read a transcript of that because it felt like it was a fever dream of some sort. Like you just around and I don't want to pass any judgment yet because I could absolutely suck at this.
Okay.
I'm excited to hear your version of why marinated food is better than smoked food.
And your time starts now.
Okay, so the first problem with Jax's argument is, oh, you need all of this stuff. Why are you bothering cooking if you're not ready to make something absolutely delicious? Buy the ingredients, buy your spices, buy your marinades, put together something absolutely incredible instead of just being lazy and chucking it in the smoker and getting the same smoky flavor every single time. You want options. And that's what marinade gives you, is options. You can fine-tune things. You can add a bit more of this spice, add a bit less of that spice. You can absolutely perfect your food. It takes too long to smoke things. Marinating is quicker, and it lets you kind of enjoy things in a way that doesn't take uh-huh, you know uh-huh, 10 hours yep. to make something.
That's it. That's time.
Jeez, I really I struggled at about the halfway point there.
You were doing all right up until you just sort of went
I lost my train of thought. I'll admit it. I feel like I had a very strong first half and then I absolutely ran off a hill.
Fumbled the ball now, in the second half.
Adjudicator's going to put her adjudicator hat on for a second. Franco, okay. Did I catch you looking down at something while you were speaking?
Okay, this is not a secret. I did this last time as well. There are some notes.
Okay.
And I was jotting them down while Jax was doing his argument.
So that's a minus point for me. Like. Okay, go.
Well, they're not very interesting. The words here are options, too long, smoked is the same, spices, exclamation point, and then all this stuff, which is the first thing that I was talking about with Jack. Said, oh, you need all this stuff.
Sure.
You do that.
I have to take that into account. In the spirit of Master Debater, it's supposed to be off the cuff. You're not off supposed to prepare.
No prep
And I
time.
Know you're supposed to just remember what they said and go with it. So I do have to take that into account in my decision.
Understandable.
Look, I'm a big fan of both, personally. I've never smoked anything, but I love smoked food. Give me something smoky. Give me a brisket. Some ribs. Hit me up.
It's a funny sentence coming from someone who's currently holding a vape like 2 inches from the camera. I've never smoked anything.
That's where my hands rest, all right? I'll put it down. I'm also a big fan of marinating things. I think it's such a great way to get flavour in. However, there is the argument that Jack's made that I'd have to agree with, which is, you know, you smoke something, then you eat it. You marinate something for hours, and then you're waiting for it to be finished. Then you have to cook it. So you're not finished once you're done with your marinade. That's exactly still a whole right. other step to go. Taking into account the notes as well, I am going to have to award this one to the smoked team. Congratulations, Jax.
Yes!
All right, fair enough. Sounds like you're judging the content instead of our prowess, but sure, I'll take it.
Well, you took notes and also you had an absolute brain freeze halfway through.
I did take notes and I did fuck up halfway through. But your adjudication there just kind of sounds like you just like smoked.
I could have said both are great, but there's just something about a smoked food that just, when done right, boy oh boy.
And now that the debate is over and that we have lost, I could not agree more. Smoked is way better.
See, you both got the one that you didn't want. Jax, you ordered marinade. So I adjudicate.
Yeah, but I love a smoke. I love a smoke. Well, I don't love a smoke. I love a smoked meat or a smoked food.
All right, that was the most ridiculous way I think we've ever started an episode. Should we get into a question? Yeah.
Thank you very much, Ronnie, for that.
Yeah, thank you. It was fun.
That's how you master debate.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I just want to issue a challenge out there for any Ronnies out there who are behind on their taxes and are looking for an accountant or a loophole or just don't want to really put effort into it and you just want to get it done. Quick little tax loophole for can we help you listeners out there. Four words. That's all we need.
Just
send us four words and we'll debate it. I actually really liked that.
Yeah, that was great. I love that it was ridiculous in a great way. Because, like I said, what we are ridiculous people, so you know, we don't need.
We're not serious people.
No. Okay. I do have a question here from Ronnie. Oh, yeah. Look, while we're on the topic, let's get it out of the way. If you are listening to this and you haven't paid your taxes, please do send us a question to canwehelpyoupodcast.com, fill in the form, or go onto socials and send a message at canwehelpyoupodcast. Thank you.
Thank you.
To a Ronnie who has paid their tax. They're right. My partner and I have been together for 2.5 years and have an 8-month-old baby. We moved in together quickly and soon after decided to have a baby. I've always wanted kids young and knew this was the right move at the time. I'm 25, he's 29. I stated before trying for a baby that I do want to get married in the near future, but getting married before having kids isn't that important to me. Since having our baby, I have hinted quite a bit that I'm ready and quite keen to get engaged, and he just keeps saying it will happen eventually. He's not anti-marriage, but doesn't care either way. How do I make it known how important it is to me and I guess make him propose soon. Thanks. Oh, we love an ultimatum. We love a wedding ultimatum.
I've seen this question pop up so many times and I always have the same responses. I don't necessarily agree with the fact that you have to make the guy propose or wait for the guy to propose. If you want to get engaged, get engaged. You can do that too. Anyway,
that's true.
What were you going to say?
No, that is so true. And I know
it's something that a lot of people don't agree with, but yeah, just go and get engaged.
And you know what the best part about that is? You can decide on your own ring if you're
No, they still have to get you a ring.
But if you're
you don't propose to them with your ring and then put it on yourself. That's not how it works. I don't think you actually propose
But if you really want an engagement ring, and you propose to your partner, you can then go together and buy a ring together and you'll have a lot more say than you might otherwise.
What do you propose with if you don't have a ring?
You don't propose with anything. You just propose
You propose with the other, with your partner's ring, the ring that you give to them, not the ring that you're giving to yourself if you want an engagement ring.
Men don't usually have engagement rings.
No, but men only wear one ring.
A wedding ring.
That's one of the reasons that most people think that the guy is the one that should propose.
Could you get your partner an engagement, your male partner?
Of course you could. You could do whatever you want.
What do gay couples do?
I think the one proposing gives the ring and then it's like they're the engaged one. That's how I've seen it done.
So but what if the woman proposes? Does the man then get an engagement ring?
The woman
ring?
Proposes to the man. No, I think first off, you do whatever the fuck you want. If you think, oh, my partner's not going to wear a ring around before we're married, then don't bother. Mm. Just propose to them. Lots of people just turn to each other on the couch and go, hey, I really want to marry you. Do you want to marry me? Yep. Okay, we're engaged.
Hey, love. Yeah. Should we get married?
People do it. It doesn't have to be some big moment. Like
I've heard of people doing that.
Yeah. Okay. People like just saying, will you marry me? I love you. You can still take them to a beach or take them out for dinner and then you can get down on one knee if you want. You don't have to get down on one knee. Like you can do it however you want, but I think the intention has to be clear that you're not just talking about marriage because a lot of couples talk about marriage before they get engaged. Don't be like, oh, I really think we should get married. Like don't do it like that. Propose to them. Say, I love you. I want to be with you for the rest of my life. Will you marry me? And you can do that with a ring. You can do it with a burger ring. If you're a woman proposing to a man and you don't think they're going to wear a ring before you're married, propose with a burger ring, an onion ring.
Yeah, put it in a ring box. Make sure it's official.
Sure. If that's what you want to do, go for it. But what I was going to say was that your partner's answer, Ronnie, is telling, I think. It'll happen eventually. I find that usually blokes who say that are kind of planning it in the background. That's just the impression I've gotten.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Look, here's the thing. Like Ronnie says, obviously, sounds like, I mean, they're 25 and 29. Sounds like things have moved very quickly. They've only been together a couple of years and they already have an 8-month-old. I think, you know, like if you – obviously every relationship is different and every relationship has its own pace. But, you know, if you sort of – step back at a 2.5-year long relationship when you're 25, maybe, you know, if you didn't have a kid would be a little soon to to be expecting that someone pops the question. Obviously, there's a kid in there and you've obviously moved in together real quick and things have kind of sped up, right? Which is cool. But, you know, maybe he's like planning a big thing for your 5-year anniversary. Maybe he's planning a big thing for your 3-year anniversary. You don't know. Like, I think I'm just saying that it feels like when you're still in your 20s, 2.5 years, yeah, it's a long time, but it's not like, I mean, I would think that when you're in your 20s, a lot of people are together for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years before they then get married or like engaged.
Yeah. I mean, but still, you know, like people do their own thing, whatever.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying you can't. Obviously, you can. And if you want to, you obviously want to. But I'm just saying that expecting to be proposed to after a couple of years is maybe a little soon. That's all I'm saying. And that doesn't mean he doesn't want to, but he might just be waiting a little bit longer. He might be waiting for the right moment, might be waiting for something, you know, I don't know.
It does kind of sound like they're on the same page though. And like, yes, obviously do what you want. And that was my first argument, but I guess I'll speak about my experience, which is without being, you know, overtly told, I knew that my partner wanted to get engaged. And I had the very the great convenience of lockdown to plan it, but I think that honestly, if I didn't have that, then we might not even be engaged yet. Like it's just something that I'm a procrastinator. I didn't see a deadline there, so I would have just let it go and go and go. So it is very helpful to just, you know what, pick a date a year away and just know that that's the date that you're going to propose on, and then start to just to plan bits and pieces and just get it over with, like the planning over with soon.
I kind of agree with you, Franco, because I know that if like we got married, you know, there's never any like pressure or time or like, we're just like, yeah, I mean, eventually we'll get married, I'm sure, you know.
And I don't think that guys, like I feel like there might be a pressure for girls that guys just don't see. I think that might be a part of it as well. I think that, honestly, Ronnie, if you want to say, hey, on this date, 10 months away, we should get engaged, and just point that out and maybe just like circle it on your big calendar in your house if you have one of those, and then just don't mention it again and see if they get that hint.
Okay.
And you can act surprised and everything, but yeah, you're leaving them to kind of, the ball's in their court.
The other option, which is what I did, was more, I still wanted to be surprised. And my thing wasn't like, I think, I don't know, I feel like maybe stereotypically speaking, women are planners. We kind of look to the future a lot more than blokes do. At least in my experience and the men I know, we're very much goal orientated in terms of those sort of things, in terms of life stuff. And how long Shane and I have been together for? Starting to get to that point now where it was so long ago that I can't even remember. We got engaged in 2018. We'd been together for 7 years when Shane proposed. And I remember getting to about, and we talked about marriage in the abstract before, but we'd never, it was never serious for us. We were really young when we met. It was never on the cards early on for us. I just wasn't, people were like, oh, you're going to get engaged? And I'd be like, no, I'm fucking 19 years old. Of course not. I'm not getting engaged. And I started kind of thinking about it and thinking about which way I wanted my life to go and what I wanted and da-da-da. And I kind of said to him, you know, I'm 20, how old was I? I don't know, fucking 25 maybe. Oh, fuck, I don't know. Anyway, I was in my mid-20s and he was 30 and I was kind of like, hey, you know, like it's something that I'm really serious about. I really want to get married, you know, in our near future, and that's okay if you're not ready or whatever, but in a year from now, if you haven't proposed, I will want to have a discussion about why you haven't, whether it's I don't want to marry you, whether it's I don't believe in marriage, whether it's we don't have enough money, or I don't want to be with you. Sure, that's another option as well. But I kind of said to him this kind of 12-month idea of like, if we get to the end of this 12-month and that's not where we're at, then for me, I will want to know why we haven't taken that next step. And it worked. He proposed.
Yeah. I imagine it would have.
We got engaged in Paris in 2018, and it was a surprise, which was really nice because I didn't want it to be like, propose to me on this date. I don't get, I'm not, yucking someone's yum, but like I don't like that idea of being like, oh, I know he's going to propose. He had the benefit of 5 weeks in Europe where he could pick a time, and he picked a time and brought the ring with him, and that was that.
Yeah, and that's a very smart way to do it. Like you said in the next year, and that opens up a lot of possibilities, but also, you know, just kind of kicks him along a little bit and just, yeah, gets him to do it.
I think the thing that complicates it, and I think the thing that might be concerning Ronnie, is the fact that they have a kid together. So they're kind of joined anyway, just by the sheer nature of them being parents. They're kind of stuck together. So, you know, a conversation like, you know, if we're not going to get married within the next year, you know, I need to know why. It's sort of like, well, yeah, but like, what's going to happen in a year? You're not going to be like, oh, no, I don't want to be with you, the parent of my child. I don't think so, you know.
No, but still, it's kind of like, well, why? Because to me, like, it would be like, do you not want to get married? As in, you want to be with me, but you don't want to get married. You don't want to spend the money, or you think it's a stupid idea, like a stupid institution. It's just a piece of paper. You know, that's kind of more what I was getting at, because as far as I was aware, he did want to get married. So I was like, okay, well, let's start making that happen. So Ronnie, I guess the point of my sharing my experience was to say, you know, setting a clear expectation. Like I said, blokes sometimes need a bit of prodding. They don't think about things the same way we do all the time, and kind of putting an expectation in and giving him a tangible kind of time frame can make him go, oh, okay, all right, well, I've got 12 months, I've got 6 months or whatever. Like, I do want to do this. I'm going to start making it happen. But like I said, I think his answer, it will happen eventually, to me sounds like he's already thinking about it. But
I think he's cooking something up personally. Sure. And I think he's 29. He's going to turn 30 next year. I think he's going to have his 30th, you know, get that out of the way. And then I think you're on after his 30th. I think you're on sometime within that year.
You're on.
I think you're on here.
I think you're on.
But, you know, I think I didn't feel like obsessed with the idea. Like I wasn't like, oh, I was like, oh, I just want to get married to him. Like, you know. So my other part of the advice is enjoy being new parents. Your baby's not even a year old yet. Like it's such an exciting time. Enjoy it. Don't get too caught up in the, oh, he's stuck with you now. You're going to know each other for the rest of your lives. And the fact that you talked about it pre-baby as well, and you'd kind of already given him that idea, I think if he'd said in that moment, oh, I don't want to get married, then you could probably expect to have a bit more of a fight on your hands, I suppose, to achieve that proposal, to achieve that wedding. But he knows you want to get married. It's going to happen. Sounds like he's kind of already thinking about it. But if you want to just get your point across completely, maybe just give him that kind of time frame so that he knows what he's working with.
Lovely. Thanks, Ronnie, for your question.
And let us know how you go.
I think it'd be so cute to have your own kid or kids at your wedding. I think that'd be cool.
Nah.
Yeah, I just wouldn't ever want to be pregnant at my wedding. No.
Your shotgun wedding.
What? Oh, right.
Shotgun wedding.
Your wedding. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know when? Because we had a condensed wedding timeline because we wanted to get it all sort of squared away. And when part of the reason I didn't want to tell too many people what was going on is because
fucking anyone, you mean? Go on.
The minute I started telling people, everyone thought, but because we were like, oh, we're getting married in like 4 weeks, people were like, oh, so is there a pregnancy? We're like, no.
But who does that? No. Who does that? You guys are a secular couple. You've both, from what I can tell, have been raised in pretty, pretty chilled environments. It's not like, I did know a couple that wouldn't have a baby till they got married. So they got engaged and then we got their wedding invites like literally a month later. And they're like, yeah, we're getting married in 3 months. And I was like, oh, like, great, okay. But why so quick? And they were like, oh, because we want to have kids and our parents would be pissed if we had kids without being married. I was like, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, I've definitely heard of that. I think you'll agree with me, Sash. Like when it comes to, you know, a secular couple without kids on the way who are just planning a, a random wedding in a park that they don't tell anyone about. I've never met anyone like Jax, and I'm sure you haven't either. Yeah. This is not an example to live by. This is just a one person's strange decisions.
And that's the thing. I feel like Jax thought we were all going to judge him, and I'm like, don't you know us better than that? Like, we're your mates. We just wanted to be brought along for the ride. And if you had said, oh, we're getting married in 4 weeks, I am sure someone would have made the joke, oh, got a bun in the oven. None of us would have actually thought that. We would have just been like, oh, great, they're getting married quickly. Good for them.
Yeah,
like,
but then,
we wouldn't
then
have cared.
It would have been a whole thing. I would have had to explain everything that was going on.
Oh, no.
I hadn't even really told anyone that we were potentially moving overseas at that point, so it was a whole thing.
Yeah, we know. You made it a whole thing.
Yeah.
We would have just been like, cool, dude, congratulations, let's throw you a party. That's literally all we would have done. Like, we just would have been happy
for
you. From
memory, we tried to throw him a party, like, after we all found out on Facebook that he got married. And I think he was just busy for, you know, many, many weeks after that.
Yeah, the problem was then COVID happened.
COVID's fault.
Yeah. Okay, it was COVID's fault.
I had to delay the party about 18 times.
Everyone was busy. Fair enough.
Yeah. Well, that is it for another episode of Can We Help You? And like I said, please make sure you are up to date with your taxes. If you are not, that's fine, but just pay them and send a question at Can We Help You Podcast on socials or canwehelpyoupodcast.com.
And until next time,
stay colossal.
Oh, no, that's not happening.
No, it's not.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.